Blog Talk Radio.
He is the best-selling author. Amazing. His words of wisdom have been heard all over the world. He is the master of motivation, the guru of guest service. He is the one, the only, Mr. Peter LaPorta. Welcome to the Peter LaPorta Show. Hey there, welcome to the Peter LaPorta Show. This is Peter LaPorta. Welcome back. It's been a while. It has been a while, and I hope you guys are enjoying this spring/summer that we've all endured. I noticed on a thing I was reading this morning that it is, so far, the hottest year on record ever. So that's just amazing. We had the most amazing, most rain ever in the month of May across the country, and that's following the hottest year ever. For those of you who are nuts and don't believe in climate change, then I think you ought to step outside your house and look up to the sky, because that's ridiculous. So, welcome to our show today. Our call-in line is going to be 516-453-9091. Once again, that call-in line is 516-453-9091. Today's topic is pretty much broad-based. We're here just to shake the tree, agitate the agitators, bring the skeptics out of the closet, and talk about something that's very dear to my heart, and that is freedom. The name of the show today is called Land of the Free. You know, are we really free? Well, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about everything from gay marriage to living off the land. We're going to talk about immigration and marijuana use, suicide, HOAs, helmet laws, and all sorts of things that will get you agitated and riled up and ready to go. So if you want to have something to talk about today, please call our call-in line, 516-453-9091. We'll open those lines up after the commercial break. For now, please sit tight, and I'll announce when those lines are open. So, welcome back to the show. It's been a great spring for me. I've been touring on my book that came out last year, which is Adventures in Leadership. The Adventures in Leadership's gone great, and it's been well received across the world. So we're very happy to have that in our pocket and rocking and rolling along the way. And in the interim, I have written my next book, which is called Normandy Nights. And Normandy Nights will be released in the fall before your Christmas shopping. So that book is all about, it's based on a true story. It's based on a true story out of World War II, and I hope you enjoy it. It's my first foray into fiction, and it's a lot of buzz about it already, so that's great, and I hope you all enjoy it. That will be out in probably November. So, like you know, if you've tuned in before, we have a number of things that you can get in touch with me if you want to ask me about my books, my speaker appearances, any of my products. Please contact me at our website at laportaenterprises.com, or you can reach me through Facebook/Peter LaPorta, or Twitter at LaPorta Peter, or at LinkedIn, or all sorts of social media. You can also get me through Blog Talk Radio through this radio station. So all that's fun and exciting. We're going to take a quick commercial break before we dive into everything. But today we're talking about Land of the Free, Land of the Free. So we're going to open up those phone lines. 516-453-9091 is the number. When we get back, we're going to talk about personal freedoms. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Some people call Peter Laporta the master of motivation. Some people call him the guru of guest service. I just call him Dad. When he's not home playing with me, my dad is flying all over the world speaking at conventions, meetings, graduations, and all kinds of breakfast, lunch, and dinner events. They even call him the keynote speaker at something called a gala. If you want my dad to come speak at your events, you have to call us at Laporta Enterprises. No group is too small or too big for my dad. Call us at 321-805-1440 or go to our website at laportaenterprises.com. Give him a call today and tell him Sarah sent you. He will ignite your passion today.
Okay, we're back. For those of you just tuning in, we are the Peter Laporta Show, and we're talking about personal freedoms today. Personal freedoms, the land of the free, ? It's one of my personal pet peeves of all my beliefs that I preach about in the world. Everything comes down to this question. Does it infringe upon your personal freedom? You know, regardless of what my beliefs are, you know, if you've listened to the show before, you know, I'm a devout Catholic, and I have some very strong beliefs in various departments. But above all that, I believe in the personal protection of freedom. So that is pretty much encompassing everything these days. And as we approach, and all these maggots announce their candidacy to run in elections, I am always amazed by their personal platforms and, you know, anything and everything to take away people's personal freedoms. We're going to talk about that today. So call in 516-453-9091. The lines are open. You know, back when this country was founded, back, you know, in yesteryear, back in 1776, July 4th, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, we celebrate that. You know, we celebrated the escape from tyranny. We created a country with this knowledge and fortitude that, you know, we wanted to be free. We didn't want to be, you know, taxed. We didn't want to be controlled. We didn't want to be told what to do. So our forefathers brought to this country this theory about, you know, living free. And, you know, we put this statue up in New York Harbor. We call it the Statue of Liberty. And on that Statue of Liberty, it says an inscription. It reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, ye who yearn to breathe free." If you're yearning to breathe free, you're yearning to breathe in that freedom, right? You're yearning to breathe in, you know, the ability to come and go. You know, we sometimes forget about freedom. You know, people use it as a catchphrase. And, you know, it's not a catchphrase. To me, and people like me, it's something very true and dear to heart. You can't just shoot it as a catchphrase. You can't just shoot it around as a thing. I mean, you can run up and down, and some of us think of, you know, Wallace from Braveheart. But let's look it up in the dictionary. The dictionary says, "Freedom is the state of being free or at liberty rather than in confinement or under physical restraint. Free from external control, interference, regulation. Free to have the power to determine action without restraint. Free from political or national independence. Free to have personal liberty as opposed to bondage or slavery. The exemption from the presence of anything specified. The absence or release from ties, obligations." That's at dictionary.com. And that's the definition of freedom. So as you look around you today, are we encompassing that definition of freedom? Heck no. And, you know, when I think about those things, let's go back to the inscription on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearn to breathe free. So in that definition, in that inscription, you know, do we have people yearning to breathe free? Absolutely. We all yearn to breathe free. That's why we live in America, right? We don't want to be told what to do on a daily basis. But yet, we've constructed these borders around our country that say, no, 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 you can't come in to our country. Even though we created this country to bring in those huddled masses, to bring in the rest of the world that is full of tyranny, we wanted to open up our borders and say, hey, come on in. We've created this country that's great. You can walk around. You don't have to be in a military state. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. And yet, you do need a passport to come in now, don't you? You can't just come to our country, and you can't just stay in our country without having a reason, right? Without being exported. You need a green card if you want to work. You need the ability to be controlled and taxized and become a number through a Social Security system. You know, are these freedoms? No, they're not freedoms. They're way that the government controls you. And unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with on a daily basis. You know, living free as opposed to borders, you know, borders is the immigration whole thing is a huge thing in this election coming up. And the maggots are circling the pool. They're all arguing about, you know, whether to have more or less border controls, you know, to let people in. And if we do let them in, you know, do we let them work? Well, if you don't let them work, then how are they going to, you know, be productive parts of our country? We complain about the welfare system, but you got to let them work to be able to do that. So otherwise, you know, they have to live like criminals. So there's a lot of different opinions on that. And doesn't look like a lot of people have opinions today because they're not calling in. Once again, the phone number is 516-453-9091. You know, I read an amazing thing this week, and it goes along with this theory, and it's all about living off the land. And, you know, there's a new movement, a new grassroots, whatever you want to call it, about living off the grid. You know, there's so much being controlled. You know, heck, people know, if you're bright, you understand, that if you own a cell phone, then you can be followed by any government agency that wants to. They find out your GPS positioning, and they know where you are at any given point, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You know, we take things like the census that count people, but we also take that data that's supposed to be confidential when they file it away in their different files, and they say, okay, well, you know, the Laporta family lives here, so let's make sure we make note of that. And that's what driver's licenses are all about. And anything that puts you on a grid like credit cards, heck, even everything you do on the Internet. If you're on the Internet right now and you're listening to my show, there's somebody somewhere making note of that, saying, oh, hey, they like to listen to Internet radio stations. So I guarantee you in your Yahoo Mail and your Facebook, you're going to see ads here shortly about other radio stations on the Internet. It's the craziest thing you ever saw in your life. And it all boils down to that personal freedom. You know, what is being controlled by the personal freedom, what's not, and where do we go from here? So we're going to get back to living off the land in just a moment. We're going to pause for a quick break and a quick message from our sponsor. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Sarah. Some people call Peter Laporta the master of motivation. Some people call him the guru of guest service. I just call him Dad. When he's not home playing with me, my dad is flying all over the world speaking at conventions, meeting, graduations, and all kinds of breakfast, lunch, and dinner events. They even call him the keynote speaker at something called a gala. If you want my dad to come speak at your events, you have to call us at Laporta Enterprises. No group is too small or too big for my dad. Call us at 321-805-1440 or go to our website at LaportaEnterprises.com. Give him a call today and tell him Sarah sent you. He will ignite your passion today.
Okay, we're back. We're back here at the Peter LaPorta Show, and sorry about that interruption. There was somebody banging on the glass here at the studio, so we had to go take care of it. But we're back. Right before our break, our commercial break, we were talking about the land of the free, and more importantly, you know, how it affects you on a daily basis. Our call-in line today is 516-453-9091. Once again, 516-453-9091 is our call-in line. So, we're talking about personal freedoms and how they're being infringed upon on a daily basis here in America. And like I started to say, there is a new movement, a new grassroots movement called Living Off the Grid. And it is removing yourself from all of those things that control you in life. You know, removing yourself from electricity, from the water company, from the cable company, removing yourself from the internet so the government can't track you, not using credit cards so they can't track you from there. And this amazing movement, which really has some gumshoe behind it, really has been taken off, and we are focused on that here in the studio today. But the amazing part is that states such as Florida have now deemed that unlawful. You can no longer live off the grid here in Florida. They're saying if you do take up residence here in Florida, you have to be attached to a power supply. You have to be attached to the electric company. You have to be attached to the water company. You have to get utilities from someplace. So you have to be on the grid. And that's amazing to me that now we've come full circle from being the land of the free, where we opened up our borders and we came to this country to live without tyranny, that places like Florida are telling you that you can't do that. You can't just go live out in the woods, you know, pitch a tent and live off the land and catch fish and cook them in a fire that you create. And all those things, you know, they're saying that that's illegal. You can't do that anymore. And, you know, that's the thing that we're dealing with in this country nowadays, is that more and more people are taking their personal liberties away. You know, we talked for a moment, we mentioned it at the beginning of the program, about gay marriage. Well, regardless of where you sit on that subject, it's all about personal liberties. I don't necessarily agree with it. It actually goes, you know, against my beliefs as a Catholic, but I do believe wholeheartedly in gay rights. I believe any individual has the right to determine who they want to be with in life. You know, whether you agree with it or not, it's none of your business. And that same doctrine falls over into the rules of abortion. Whether you agree with it or not, when you think it's, you know, against your law, against God's law, whatever the case may be, it is that person's body, and who do you, as an outsider, have the right to make judgment upon them? So that brings us to our next topic, and that is, you know, how do we cycle, how does it come about that people's personal liberties are removed? You know, how are they passed judgment upon? How do they say, hey, you know what, we don't like that so much that we're going to make it a law not to do it. Well, there's a cycle that happens, and the first thing that becomes is an action by an individual. And in the subject that we just talked about, gay marriage, or maybe it's a transgender operation, somebody decides to do that in life. They go to a doctor and they say, hey, I want to change, you know, my sex from male to female, female to male, whatever the case may be. And they do it. They do it because at that point, there's nothing that says they can't do it. And it's up to that doctor to take care of that situation. Well, then somebody, an outsider, somebody that has no control over that person's body, somebody that is sitting high on their horse and decides to play God, they decide to pass judgment upon that individual and say, hey, you know what? We don't like that. We don't like the fact that you look different today than you did yesterday. We don't like the fact that you act different today than you did yesterday. So they go along, and all of a sudden they're passing judgment, and they create a stir. They talk to their neighbors first. They talk to their friends and family. They go on social media and they put harmful comments on there that will generate you both hostility and backing for their belief, for their judgment. And at some point, that judgment becomes a collective. And once it becomes a collective, then action has to follow it. Because as Americans, as human beings, we can't sit back and we can't just notice that these things are going on. We can't just say, okay, well, that's wonderful. That's happening. Well, you know, to each his own. As Americans, we have to take action, right? We can't just let it be passive. We can't just let everybody have their own opinion. We have to do something about it. So then we sit in front of governments. We sit in front of town assemblies. And we say, hey, we don't want the kids dancing to that kind of music. We don't want the people that look like this color moving into this neighborhood. We don't want these things happening. We don't want people to be able to change their sex from male to female in the drop of a hat. So then if the collective is that powerful, then it becomes a law. And then we become this, you know, communist type regime that takes on and removes people's civil liberties. And then we start and we do some crazy things. And you think I'm crazy. If you're listening to the show right now, you may be saying, hey, Pete's crazy. He's just lost it. No. Well, look around you. Think about your daily life. You go out into your car. The first thing you do is you start your car and you put on your seatbelt. Do you put on your seatbelt because you want to stay safe, or do you put it on because you know it's the law? And if you don't put it on, somebody's going to give you a ticket for it. And the other thing is, you know, the stupid car companies put that annoying bell on there so that if you don't put on the seatbelt, it's just going to annoy you for the whole time that you're driving your car. Well, sure, it's a safety thing, and whether you believe in seatbelts or not, that's your own personal feeling. But in many states, they have passed laws that say, hey, you know what? You have to put on that seatbelt, and if you're not, we're going to give you a ticket. Well, who are you to tell me that I have to be safe? Maybe I want to hang out the window with my head hanging out the window so somebody comes along and clips my head. That's none of your business. I'm driving. It should be my personal liberty. But that's what happens when people pass judgment. Then we come on and we make things like motorcycle helmet laws. And in some states, they require it. In some states, they don't. Why? Is it more safe to drive in some states than other on a motorcycle? No. It's because of this judgment process that somebody says, oh, well, we're tired of cleaning up brains on the highway. So we're going to pass our judgment and require people that drive a motorcycle to drive with helmets. This is not right, people. We have to take a stance. We have to say, hey, no such thing is going to happen while I'm around. You know, we go so crazy with these personal liberty laws that we make it illegal to commit suicide. Okay, well, try passing along that ticket after the person's dead. No, the only thing you can do is take away the funding for their family from the life insurance that they took out because, oh, suicide was illegal, so I guess we don't have to pay out that policy. Immunizations. Huge topic, if you know me. I'm very big on that topic. But now we're forcing people to get their kids immunized because we don't like the trend that people are not immunizing their kids. Well, you know what? They're my kids. I'll do it if I want to do it. If you don't like it, get out of my face. These are the things that we have to cover as Americans. These are the things that we have to stand up and fight for, our civil rights. We have the right to choose. We have the right to be free. And the fact that doctors and different schools and things like that are saying, we're not going to let your kid in if they're not immunized. Well, that's wrong. Okay. And if you want to pass that judgment, fine. Then I'll stay home and I'll keep my kid at home and homeschool him because I have that right still at this point, whereas some states, they don't have that right. Time and time again, we look at these removal of civil liberties and we say, oh, we still live in the land of the free. Really? Try smoking a cigarette around town. If I used to be a smoker, I'm very big on smokers' rights to this point. Does it annoy me since I stopped smoking? Absolutely. It annoys me to have smoke blown in my face, and I don't want my kids around it. But you know what? I have the ability to take my kids out of that situation. All right? But time and time and time again, we're telling smokers, oh, we're going to take away your right to smoke. We're not going to let you smoke at restaurants. We're not going to let you smoke in public. We're not even going to let you smoke down the sidewalk in some places and smoke. We want to take away that civil liberty. Marijuana use, we know, is a huge topic right now. There are people all over the world fighting for this right to smoke a plant, not a drug, a plant. And whether you agree with, you know, the effects of marijuana or not, nothing, it is nothing more than, once again, that judgment being passed. You have to look back in history and say, oh, there was no law about marijuana use before X and X time. But after that, somebody passed that judgment. They said, oh, I don't like people smoking that, so we're going to pass a law that says they can't. And at that point, they passed their judgment, they got the collective, and they created a law. And these are what we have to stop, folks. These are time and time and time again. You know, we have the most amazing comical situations in the world I laugh at on a daily basis are the homeowners association. They are, by hook or by crook, the biggest communist organizations I have ever heard. If you belong to homeowners association, you are saying, okay, I worked hard, I worked all my life, and I bought this piece of property, I bought this house, and now I'm going to let some group of ne'er-do-wells, some group of narrow-minded thinkers say, tell me what color my house can be, what kind of grass I can grow in my yard, what kind of trees or bushes I can plant in my yard, how high my grass can be, you know, what kind of lighting I can have on my house. Where I have to put my garbage cans, whether they're, you know, next to the house or in an enclosed area, only because they want to pass that judgment. We give them those rights, and it's the most asinine thing I've ever seen in the world, is that you join these homeowners associations, and you say, oh, you know what, I don't need my civil liberties anymore. I don't need my freedom. I don't have the freedom to choose. I'm a child, so please tell me what I'm supposed to do. Control my actions. And if I don't follow directly, punish me by putting a levy on my house. So these are all examples of the removal of freedoms from our society. And if you're angry like I am, you need to stand up and do something about it. You need to stop it before it gets worse. I read something yesterday that the Koch brothers, the second wealthiest family in the United States, behind the Waltons that own the Walmart, are now saying they're going to contribute $900 million to the upcoming campaign. They're going to do that in order to get a number of things on their agenda repealed. They want Social Security repealed. They want Medicare and Medicaid repealed. They want all nutritional programs such as WIC repealed. They want to get rid of the U.S. Post Office and many other things. These are things that we're allowing people to go forth and choose for us. We are a government by the people, for the people, and yet we give other people, like the wealthy, the power to choose our world and take that world apart just because they've passed judgment. They've passed judgment upon you and said, hey, you don't need these things. They don't want these people to have it. They don't want certain people, in like some states, we didn't even talk about that, that are on food stamps. There are some states that say, oh, you know what, we're going to control what they can buy on food stamps. So we don't want them to be able to buy steak or lobster. They can only buy, you know, the crappy meat. And we don't want them to be able to drink soda. They can only drink juice. And we don't want them to drink, you know, these things. More control, more civil liberties. It's up to you as Americans to stand up and fight for your freedom. The 4th of July is a celebration of your independence from tyranny. Make it count, folks. Write to your congressman, join rallies, be an active part of society, stand up for your rights before they're taken away. I am Peter LaPorta, and this is the Peter LaPorta Show, and we're going to wrap it up. I hope you've enjoyed this show, as I have. A lot of great topics. Please feel free to write in to me here at the radio station at Block Talk Radio. I'll read those announcements on the air, or you can get me at my website at LaPortaEnterprises.com or through Facebook at Facebook/Peter LaPorta or on Twitter at Twitter LaPorta Peter or on LinkedIn. Thank you very much, and until next time, reach for the stars, and you'll always fall amongst the heavens. Have a great week.